The first reading today, St. Peter, in the beginning of his first letter here, says that he is not only a fellow presbyter, but he is one who is a witness to the suffering of Christ. But he doesn't stop there, and that's the important part. He said, also partaker of the glory that is to be revealed in time to come. So at the end of the reading, where he says that our Lord will himself, after we have suffered a little while, he is going to strengthen us and establish us and perfect us. And so we see the pattern in Christ. The glory comes only after the suffering. And that is exactly what St. Peter tells us is going to happen for each one of us, that God will perfect, strengthen, and establish us only after we have suffered. Now, it's a problem. The American way is to try and avoid suffering at all cost. In fact, we are willing to cause ourselves an immense amount of suffering trying to get away from suffering. It's foolish. And as we know, God has an infinite imagination and an infinite sense of humor, too, for all that matters. And so he looks at us trying to do all of our pretzel kinds of things, trying to squeeze around this and skirt around that. It's like, do you really think you're going to fool God? Remember when St. Juan Diego tried to skirt around Our Lady? Well, she's always up on the hill over there, so I'll just go around the backside of the hill. She came down the hill and met him. Do you think he's going to be able to outsmart Our Lady? We're not going to outfox God. We don't have to be foolish and put ourselves into suffering. There's plenty that's going to come your way. But it's a question of what we do with the suffering. It has to begin with acceptance. And so just to be at peace. Most of us are not at peace when it comes to suffering. And of course, our lack of peace only makes the suffering worse. So again, we become our own worst enemies in these things. First, we try to avoid it, and then we refuse to accept it when it is there. And then all we do is increase it within ourselves because we don't handle it. We need to be able to go to prayer. And we need to go to the one who has suffered. And again, we need to be clear about what this is about, because the lie that has been perpetrated in America is that the only reason you suffer is because you've sinned and God is angry at you, and therefore that's why you're suffering. Really? So God was angry at Jesus. God was angry at our Blessed Lady because they suffered. No, that's not the case at all. And it's not that he's angry with us. And again, you can look at the saints. We have saints who never once in their entire life committed a mortal sin. Never once. And look at the suffering that they endured. Clearly, it's not because God was angry at them because they had committed such horrible sins, but rather it's because he's perfecting them. It's the suffering and only the suffering that is able to purify us and perfect us. This is why you see it presented in a positive way in every single book of the New Testament. It's also why you see it in the writings of the saints. They see the good that comes from it. But it's for a purpose. The suffering isn't an end in itself. But rather, as St. Peter told us, that we'll be partakers of the glory that is to be revealed in time to come. And so St. Paul tells us that we will share, actually it's St. Peter that said it, we will share in the glory of Christ only to the degree that we have shared in his suffering. So if we want to avoid the suffering at all cost, then we're also saying we really want to avoid the glory of heaven at all cost. We want as little suffering as we can possibly get away with. Therefore, we want as little of the glory as we can possibly receive. I don't think any of us are going to be that stupid that we would actually say that. So we need to be able to look beyond. Just as we know, the cross was not an end in itself, and it still isn't in your life and mine. It is the means to something greater. It is the means to the glory. And so if God has seen fit to put the cross on your shoulders, yes, it's heavy. Yes, you're going to fall under the weight of it. But if you can accept it, if you can embrace it, if you can carry it, even rejoicing, the more you're willing to do that, the more you're preparing yourself to share in the glory not only of the resurrection, but the eternal glory in Christ, the glory of heaven. That's what God has for you. That's what he desires for you. He wants you to have the highest place in heaven that you can possibly have, which is why he's doing these things. He doesn't want the lowest place for you. He doesn't want you to have as little share in the glory as you can possibly have. He wants the most. He wants the greatest for you. So he's going to put a bigger cross on your shoulders so that you can be strengthened, perfected, and established, not only in the suffering of Christ, but especially in the glory of Christ. Because God isn't looking at the suffering as an end in itself either. Not only does it help us to grow in holiness, if we can offer it up, it brings about the conversion of sinners. It brings about the salvation of souls. It is a participation in the work of salvation and redemption. Once again, look at the gift that God is giving and how often we reject it because we don't want to deal with the suffering, because we don't look at what the good is that God's bringing about in it. So in charity, we can offer it for all those others. And even if we're going to try to be selfish with it, which is foolish, we can look and say, well, this will at least get me a higher place in heaven. Don't do it that way. It's the wrong way to look at it. Let God take care of where you're going to be in heaven. For now, we just need to focus on the acceptance, the embracing, and the rejoicing in the cross that God allows for us. Let him take care of the rest. Just unite it with his suffering, offer it with him, and then you too can be a witness of the suffering of Christ, so that you will also be a partaker in the glory that will be revealed in time to come.